בוקר טוב, יום רביעי בשבת קודש, פרשת מטות מסעי, שבת חזק. Today is כ"ג ג'מל בתמוז, the yahrzeit of מורנו ורבנו, רבי משה קורדוברו, זכר צדיק וקדוש לברכה, מגדולי הפוסקים, מגדולי המקובלים, זכותו יגן עלינו זאת השם. So he says, yesterday, I told you we continue, I know we did save Zion yesterday, so today we're going to have to see chetet yudin yudan. Yeah. So we didn't get to Maran, Bezat Hashem, tomorrow we'll do the Shulchan Aruch. But I wanted to get through the Rishonim today. I'm sure you saw there are basically in the packet today, you saw two basic camps of Rishonim, okay, more or less. And in the Rashba, there's a few inconsistencies that the Bet Yosef addresses. And once we get there, Bezat Hashem, we'll be able to get everything else down pat tomorrow. Tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, we'll have a treat. Lichvod, wrapping up this part of the Sugya, we'll finish the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see the Yabi Omer on this Zach. Huh?
Inside?
Vaday.
How many pages?
Chelek Tet. Chelek Tet Siman Vav. Yeah, well, you know, slowly but surely, Bezat Hashem. Huh? It's a pretty short, you know, it's a pretty short short Shulchan. So, but it's a good lesson, because you'll be able to see, once you see this Yabi Omer, after seeing the entire Sugya, you know, inside out, with all the Rishonim Acharonim, and then you look at the Yabi Omer, it's a totally different world. Like, oh, it's a totally, totally different world. It's a different planet. Yeah? Zok the Ran. The Ran says like this, V'no asot shtei tchilato v'gomro biyad oved kochavim. This is going back to the Sugiyah from 2 days ago. Katab Rabbeinu Chanan Enzal, the Sugiyah d'shma'ata, d'chol she'niach oved kochavim v'nitbashel al yado ad kedem ha'achal ben Yerushalayim, mikre tchilato v'gomro biyad oved kochavim v'asu. Ve'af al pi she'nigmar bishuro al yedei Yisrael. Which means that when the Gemara says tchilato v'gomro al yedei oved kochavim, the Rabbeinu Chanan El curtails that and says, what's that talking about? Tchilato v'gomro equals once it reaches ma'achal ben derusai biyad ha'oved kochavim. Once he does that, even if the Jew steps in later, nothing doing. It's asur. Ve'af al pi she'yesh cholkin alav ve'omer דקות שבא לידי ישראל בעניין שאינו ראוי לרוב בני האדם ונגמר בשולו על ידי ישראל מותר דברי רבנו חנן אל זל עיקר. And we're going to see in the Bet Yosef why you see most of the Rishonim gravitating towards רבנו חנן אל. There's a reason for that. By the way, you learn a lot of Bet Yosef, you get a lot of practical שימוש in how to be מכריע in the Rishonim. When you have a five-way מחלוקת Rishonim, how are you מכריע? The Bet Yosef teaches you how. He shows you which ones to put the דגש on, which ones carry more weight than others, why. We're going to see Bezat Hashem in the Bet Yosef. Tov. Now, let's see the Torah Tabayit, the Bet Kabayit real quick. Now, the Torah Tabayit and Bet Kabayit are the two original camps of the Machloket Rishonim in this regard. The Torah Tabayit throws in a bunch of other halachot as well, which are going to serve as the basis for Seifim, Chet Tet Yudin Yud Aleph in the Tur and Shulchan Aruch. But before we get there, let's see the Torah Tabayit. Roy, it's all yours. זה כי שפתי כהן ישמרו דעת ותורה יבקשו מפיהו כי מלאך אדוני צבאות. Says the Gemara, מסכת מועד קטן. אם דומה הרב למלאך השם צבאות, יבקשו תורה מפיהו. ואם לאו, אל יבקשו תורה מפיהו. Yeah? טוב. Why? Because Torah, you can learn other subjects, math, science, you know, biology, engagements, you can learn from all sorts of bar minnan. Right? You don't have to be tzid. No, chasm classes, you have to learn from Yesh Shamayim. Aval, it's from the U. Aval, mikol makom, takshivu tov. Takshivu. Aval, mikol makom. When it comes to Torah, Torah is not a subject. You can't learn, you know, Aristotle was Chacham Gadol Me'od. The Rambam writes in Moreh Nebuchim, Aristotle was one level beneath Ruach HaKodesh, Merov Chochmato. Aval, Haya Pere Adam, Haya Behema. He acted, Kmo Bil'am Haya, Kim'at. Aval, you know, he can still teach math, and he can teach philosophy, and he can teach everything else. Torah Kedosha has the prerequisite for learning and teaching Torah is Kiddushah v'Tahorah. No Kiddushah, no Tahorah, and Torah. You're not going to, first of all, you can't teach, and second of all, you won't be able to understand. The Torah is only penetrable into a heart that's housed within a body of a Yid that keeps Kiddushah v'Tahorah. You can't learn Torah אם אין קדושה בתורה. That's all. Huh? That's the, when did Acher learn most of his Torah? בסדר, תוכו אכל, כיפתו זרה, חגיגה, דף תדבע ועמוד ב' טוב, says the Rashba Viter
תוכו נפתח לבין הלכה?
דעווה ודאי,
מרשב
כן, כן, שום that's why there's a whole סוגיה in מועד קטן, תנית חכם דסני שומעני there's, you know, all sorts of rumors and bad things go out about him מנדים אותו, לא מנדים אותו בפרהסיה, בצנאה, חילול השם, לא but you see you still don't צריכים אותו לא צריך there's different חילוקים בגמרא מאוד קטן אבל בכל מקום הרב צריך להתנהג בקדושה in order for the Torah because otherwise if the guy who's teaching שלא בקדושה what's he teaching Torah is not a subject it's a way of life זה קיים חיינו ורחמנו yeah נכון that's called קלדה דלה פסיק טוב מאוד אוחז ב איזה הוא תלמיד חכם כל ששואלים אותו דבר הלכה בכל מקום ועונה טוב says תורת הבא תקרא, תקרא, יאללה, כהנה חייק בשביל צדק.
אני מדבר על סוגיית נשמתה
So that was the Rabbeinu Hananel that the Ran liked, Beseder. Like I told Mike in First Seder, many times throughout Shas, we'll find the Ran on the same side as the Rashba. That's not always, but that seems to be the pattern most of the time. Okay, bye. Through. So he brings the Cholkim, who say that even after Ma'achal ben Rusai, the Yid can save it. What's his Raya? The Gemara said, Ben Betchilato, Ben Besofo, and it didn't say anything about Ma'achal. Although the Gemara did talk about Ma'achal ben Rusai, but not in this context. Therefore, says the Cholkim, even after Ma'achal ben Rusai, the Yid can step in to save the day. Okay? Aval, mikol makom, the Rashba is Mechriya Kedat Rabbeinu Hananel. Why? Brings three Raya'ot. Go for it. Who knocks off only one of the ra'ayot? The ra'ah. Yeah? Then talk about all the ra'ayot. Okay, interesting. Go for it. Yeah. Yeah, and the shakla v'tari, the flow of the Gemara. Yeah. Which means Raya number one says the Rashba, let's get something straight. Everybody agrees that once a Jew puts it on and reaches it reaches Ma'achal ben Derusai in Shabbat. Yeah? It reaches Ma'achal ben Derusai and then a goy comes and pachkes with it later. Ma'asatu? It's mutar. Why? Obviously, because you're being machshin Ma'achal ben Derusai Bishul. So says the Rashba, it's mistaber that if it works for Bishul that way, it's got to work the other way too, that if the goy does it until Ma'achal ben Derusai that's also kind of Bishul. Yeah? Zokter v'ayter v'od. Error. It's him. Error. Zokter, he says. No. Yeah, he says, v'od.
ועוד אמר נתן, אין לפיד חייף ששארי למד צהל ורישו נה, מפרש כעמה מברם, משום, ולעבור את שער כנחלן, ולא לשולי,
This is a huge riot. This is big stuff. This is the biggest riot. Yes, because what's he saying? The Cholkim brought a riot from Sufya. So, the first riot that the Rashba brought was Misvara. Seder, Bishun happens by Ma'achal ben Derusai. So, Seder. But this is a real riot from Sufya. He says, the Sufya before said that the Goy scorches the head, even though the ears get cooked. Zeh Seder. Why? The Gemara says, Vayitkaven leBishul. Yeah? Seder. Now the question is, one second. Huh? But if he was mitkaven lebishul, what would be the din mutar? And wait a second, when he scorched the head, the maximum the ears can get cooked, says the Rashba, is ma'achal ben derusai. And yet, if the goy was mitkaven lebishul, would have been asur. And the only reason the Gemara's matir is because he wasn't mitkaven lebishul.
One group of the Gemara says that even the Gemara says even the tip of the ear, that's because the tip of the ear is
And even that most, says the Rashba,
then it would say only. If the ear is the most cooked.
The most cooked, because nothing else is cooked at all, because you're only scorching and not cooking. The guy is like, I don't know how they would do it, but maybe, you know, if he has like a blowtorch or something, I don't know what he's doing. And he's not mitkaven, he's not directing the fire towards the ears, he's just trying to, you know, to scorch off the hair. And then, you know, agavurcha, Shamati, the Rashba has hanacha, and when you're scorching your head, I never try.
Okay.
So, aban mikol makom. We have experiments. They experimented with the egg. They have to experiment with the rosh shel ha-behema. You take it, you scorch it. The ears are not going to get past ma'achal ben derusai. And you lay the lack of kavanah of the goy lebishul. It would have been asur. Boom. Yeah, go back there. Which means that's the Gemara. Comes the Rashba and gives the Makeba Patish in his Pirush of this Gemara. So this is another halacha, which means the Rashba goes both ways. He says ma'achal ben derusai works ben la'akel ben la'achmir. That's Rabbi Yochanan El. If ma'achal ben derusai is bishul, it's bishul for the Jew and it's bishul for the goy.
That's his first raya.
No, it's not raya. That's his halacha. The halacha is just like the Jew does ma'achal ben derusai, the goy can't come and answer it later. If the goy does ma'achal ben derusai, the Jew can't come and fix it later. That's the Rashba, kefi pshuto, based on the rise that he brings. Now he says another halacha by Gechalimo. I think over here there's like a, I don't know if it's a typo or just...
Yeah, it repeats.
Two lines that are repeated. Okay, we said them. So... That's huge. That's a huge chiddush. The chiddush of the... first of all, there's one thing. A Jew put... Well, that's not the Ikara Chidush. The Ikara Chidush is what he says right after. But he says, you put it on Gichalim or Memot, it wouldn't... It would. It's fine, Kiru Bishul, that's basically the Gemara. It would have taken 2 hours, and now the Goy did something to it, and it takes 1 hour. Kiru Bishul, Lav Kruma, Kol Besidna. Now, a follow-up to that, if you skip two lines, because that's extra redundant, yeah? Umistablali. Oh. Now, this is the chidush. That what? Even if it didn't yet reach ma'achal ben derusai, by the time the goy flipped it, if it could have reached ma'achal ben derusai, before the goy flipped it. Which means, Jew put it on, the situation is such that it can reach ma'achal ben derusai, it did not in actuality yet, the goy came and flipped it, says the Rashba, kol besedin. Ma'akol besedin. You were just mechalak to me before. You just told me 2 lines ago, kedat Rabbeinu Chanan El, that it's got to actually reach ma'achal ben derusai. If not, it's going to be asur. So what, it seems like he's being soter at tzimo from line to line. Ma tomer? Oh, that's exactly the Bet Yosef. That's how the Bet Yosef is miyashev the Rashba. You have to say something like that. So the Bet Yosef. Oh, so the Bet Yosef Bavarns says exactly that. So weiter. Another halacha. This is already say few dalif. You see, the tour, how does the tour work usually? He'll take halachot from the sugya, directly from the sugya. If there's halachot that are mechudash in the Rambam and the Rosh, he'll bring those. In absence of this, of a clear sugya or the Rambam and the Rosh, he'll go, like he does over here, he'll take halachot from Torah Tabai to any of the other major Rishonim that wrote on it. You see what he does over here?
Yeah.
That's the first six, or six Seifim of the Saif, or Gemarot Meforashot. After that, there are related halachot and Rishonim that the Gemara Meforash didn't speak about. So that's Seifim. Zayin, Chet, Tet, Yud, Yud, Aleph. So you have other Rishonim, and then you have the Rashba al Seder from Torah Tabai. You see how the tour works? Very interesting. Okay, weiter.
זאב ונצר בבגד חלין, בן אחי ופחת בו, ואינו יודע אם סלקו מעטבי האור, להחזירו עם לב, הסתברה ואין חודשים לגב.
Why? So what's the story? You left a goy in the house. Now again, we're going to see in the other poskim who bring down this Rabbeinu Hanan El, we're going to see in the Beit Yosef also that there's no issue here of, let's say, Basash Nitani Min Ha'ayin, Dvarim Tmeim, because otherwise you have a problem with Basash Nitani Min Ha'ayin. We're talking about strictly Basar, we're talking about strictly Bishul Akum. You lock the guy in the house. There's no trefot, there's no nevelot, there's no gamal, there's no, you know, bats and rats and zachin. So, what does he do? The only question is, did he flip the steak? That's the shayla. So now, if you're not sure, says the Rashba, efshar lakim. Number one, safek derabanan lakim. And number two, you see from the sugya itself, from the man who went to shul and the woman who went to the mall, shelo choshashim, right? Remember the Gemara didn't say mall, the Gemara said the takneset. The Rashba said shuk, yeah? Okay, go ahead. No good? Okay, good. Go.
So he's worried that...
You see, in those times, the women didn't go to shul. You see that?
He hears that girl.
Yeah. No, as a general rule, in most... there are... it's very interesting. In Chavedat, as well as in many of the other shuls in Harnof, I saw very interesting hanhaga, which is very nice. They have signs in Chavedat by the women's section. All the shuls have women's sections, but there's a sign asking the women, please, if you're staying for Musaf, please finish up a few minutes early and leave before. Kacha, you know, leave a few minutes before the end of the tefillah, so there's no mingling outside. Chua baita, kiddush, wait for the husbands, wait for the sons.
They're all married, right?
Huh?
Like everyone you thought that's married.
No, not in the kollel. I'm saying on Shabbat. It's a shul. It's a shul also. Mm-hmm. So whoever, whether it's married or unmarried or whatever other women are coming, ask them, finish praying a few minutes early. Huh? No, even by kiddush, even when there's a kiddush in Chavedat, there's a simcha hall. The men go to the simcha hall, and the women stay in the Ezrat Nashim. There's two different. Yeah, weiter. Yeah.
בעוד שאמין על זה, נתניה, מניח שער בשר גבי כחלים, ובן אחרי ומאפף לו עד שיעבור מתקס ומבית המדרש, ואינו חושש. לכן שופטת אישה כדירה גבי כחירה, ובעד נחרית ומגיסה בה עד שדבור מן השוק, או מבית פני המרחץ, ואינה חוששת. וסתם אדמיר אותה, ושאין שם שומר שידע אם סלקו מעל גבי האש,
Yeah, I'm talking about you have a guy in the house and you left, you're going to put a shomer over there, did he flip? Now the Betek Abayit is going to go back to the Rashba, which the Tur brings in Saif Chit, or really Saif Tit, actually, which is the point that after the goy cooks it, Ma'achal ben Derusai, the Rashba said, according to Rabbeinu Chanan El, the Jew can't save it. And what was his ra'i? He brought a ra'i from the Oznaim. Yeah? Zok te ra'at yirma umir, Rabbi Aaron and Levi.
What was the stira in the Rashba?
Well, not in this piece, but the stira in the Rashba was that the Rashba said that as long as the Jew puts it on and has the ability, the potential to reach Ma'achal ben Derusai, it's going to be mutar.
Yeah.
Ma'pitom, you said beferush, that if the goy gets involved at any point before Ma'achal ben Derusai, it's asur. So what do I care? Potential.
That?
Huh?
He said that.
Rabbeinu Hananeli. Paskal like Rabbeinu Hananeli.
Oh, he called it in
the head. Yeah. Az ma olech? Yeah, weiter. Ma omer?
Isn't it a big understanding that if the Jew gets involved too late and it's asur, but not that if the guy gets involved
too early? Ma, lema nafka mina. The meat doesn't cook itself. Somebody's cooking it.
I mean, maybe if the guy gets involved early, it's still considered enough Jewish involved.
Nope. It's got to reach Yad Soledet Bo B'Yad Yisrael. Rabbeinu Hananel says, in order for it to be Bishul Yisrael, it's got to reach Yad Soledet Bo B'Yad Yisrael. Eze Yad Soledet Bo Ma'achal Ben Derusai. It's got to reach Ma'achal Ben Derusai B'Yad Yisrael.
I thought the way the Rashba was if the Jew gets involved before Ma'achal Ben Derusai in the case of a goy, then it's the time.
Okay. And no, but he also brings down the flip side. Let's say he only gets involved after it hits Ma'achal ben Derusai b'yad goy, asur. Why? Because his involvement is too late. Yizokt, the ra'ah, yeah. Tikkan omen.
ולעניין בישול שנעשה לידי הרגילים לישראל, אמרינה בגמרא, אמר רבא אמר רבי חנה, אמר רבי יוחנן, אמר לה אמר רבי אחא, אמר רבי יוחנן, בין שניח מפרי ויקח בו ישראל, בין שניח ישראל ויקח מפרי, מותר, ואינו אסור אשדה הנחתו ומרתו ביד הרגילים. תהי כמאן דאמר, תחילתו ביד נוכרי וסופו ביד ישראל, ושאר יד דווקא שלא יגיע על ידי נוכרי ומחר מנוסי, אבל יגיע על ידי נוכרי ומחר מנוסי, אסור. ואי כמאן דאמר, דכל שגמרו ביד ישראל מותר, אפילו בנגמר בשולו, כל זמן שיצטמק ויפה לו.
אוקיי.
That wasn't the same as the Yeshua Tiri from before. It's the same
thing. Same idea, but the point is, mitztamek ve'yafeh lo, meaning, let's say the steak is already done. Right? And then it's still on the grill, it's completely done, he's ready to serve it, and then the goy did everything, and Drew's like, oh, I got this. Psh, it flips it over. Mamacita.
No, it's a grado.
Huh?
Steak and
yeah, I'm saying, yeah. Sure. The point is that you have to make ma'aseh mukhiyah, that your involvement did something, not that you're a brachal batala.
Let's say it's still red on the inside. It's edible, it's still red. He wants to make it well done.
So, well done by steak is not necessarily a good thing.
That's
a machloket on the... It depends. No, it depends if you're eating steak or eating bad.
That's you.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's not good. It's better.
It depends. It's that's literally subjective.
It can be subjective.
Exactly. Those who claim they like steak, they eat it raw. Those people don't like clean
so they have it, they have it
don't
tires.
Know how to say in tires exactly.
Yeah, okay,
so it's completely subjective.
Okay, so Leda, talk about chicken. Chicken's a pashut. Chicken is it's either, you know, it's raw or cooked. There's no there's no medium ground.
Third
cooked, yeah.
No, I said no.
Yeah, listen, he's on the road and he's on the run from the feds. Mao Yan said, "Go later." Yeah. Go later, yeah.
Is
it
good?
Is it good? Is it good? Is it good?
They asked me today, you should become. Don't you get your name every single day mentioned every day in Joshua?
Mentioned as a criminal.
Yeah, it's a chuyot. It's a chuyot. Yeah,
who cares? Every single
okay,
day.
Okay, later. Stop.
Chemikar. Estama kamar shbehiniach mafri ve'afach bo Yisrael mutar ve'lo yahiv shiura.
Which was the raya the Rashba brought the other way, okay.
Ev lo od, ela de kafle lishne, ve'amar eno asur ad shetehe anachato ugmaro ve'yad mafri, alma lo mitzar ad shetehe kulo ve'yad mafri.
Okay, the Kitzer, so he says, and especially ad shetehe tchilato ve'gomro ve'yad mafri, which teaches me, from there you can infer that if the Jew interjects at any time. Zeb said it. Skip a few more lines. V'am chaber ikshad isverazo. He's going to Rashba. The Rashba is mechaber. Yeah.
Mechaber ikshad isverazo. Mehad darmina bigmara. Hai nofri d'chari kreshe eshare. Danet al berish unei. Uparishna bigmara. Mishum de la agure se'ar ka mechaben ve'lo de bishule. Al madin mechaben de bishule. Bishule. Ki hai gavna asur. Ve'af al gav de la gamar bishulo be'ado.
Okay. So he's bringing the Rashba's Raya from Oznan and says the Ra'a, he doesn't like it. Yeah, go for it. אילו מכוון נוכרי.
דה, כולה על ידי נוכרים. אין דינינו,
אלא בשביל... He says, this is big chidush. By the case, were a person to come eat ears, apparently ears are only good, rare, or, you know, whatever. Nobody eats well-done ears. That's not a thing. So therefore, over there, everybody would agree that in the case of charichat ha-rosh, when the guy kavanah bishul of the ears and it reaches yatzoledet bo and the Jew wants to eat it, even I agree that it's going to be asur. Oh, the Jew didn't do anything; he's just going to eat, you know, rare ears. Aval mikol makom. In our case, it's different. Here's a bomb. He drops a bomb here. Ela, en dinenu ela.
Beshebishel anochri kedei ma'achav enusai ugmaro Yisrael. Vezeh badai mutar. Vezehu isur chozer lechshero.
Says big stuff. He says, but our case is not that the goy does something to it and then he just serves it as is. The goy did something to it, But it's kavyachol that the ma'aseh of the Jew afterwards, even though the ma'aseh of the goy made it edible, the ma'aseh of the Jew was mevatel et ma'aseh goy. It became asur al yedei bishul akum, and then the intervention of the Jew kind of made it mutar again. Zeh chidush gadol zeh. That's, huh? No, mevatel isur. It's not mevatel isur. Mevatel isur lechatfil is only with ta'arvot. But it's not mevatel isur. It's in the same chaticha. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not pashut. Aval, that's the shita of the ra'ah.
Which means if
the goy would have put down a steak on the fire for a third of its cooking, taken it off, and served it to the Jew, and shum safek ba'olam, that it's asur. What are we talking about? It got a third cooked, and then they called Matt. And then Matt came and flipped it and smoked it and did all his zach and, you know, his expertise to the meat. He says, Ze Chazar Lechshero, he kashered it. Yeah? So that's the opinion of the Ra'ah. But he's not the only one. Yeshpo, there's a few poskim that are on the side. Yeah, Ryan Mataomir says the Rosh, yeah.
So
what
are the
Yeshmatirim
that reported?
No one.
We didn't see that. It's not.
When earlier Rishonim say Yeshmatirim and don't quote names, who is it?
We don't know.
Geonim. Because guess what? If they're quoting Rabbeinu Hananel on the other side, and they're quoting Yesh Chorkim, so there have to be...
They don't know who it was?
They don't know exactly who it was, but it was a machloket among the Geonim that kind of gotten, yarshin by the Rishonim. He was last of the Geonim.
Last.
He was the next Rabbi. He was Talmid. Huh? Rav Hai was of the last. Rabbeinu Hananel's father was also in the same generation as Rav Hai. Rabbeinu Hushi El Gaon. We're going to see in a minute. Rabbeinu Hananel was considered, for all intents and purposes, the last of the Rishonim, the last of the Geonim, and the Rif, which was his Talmid, was the first of the Rishonim. Yeah, Vaita. Yeah, Zok Derosh Ma'omer. Rabbeinu Asher Bar Yechiel, Migdolei Chachmei Ashkenaz, who ended up where? Toledo. Yeah, Vaiter. That's prop Toledanos. That's Toledanos, which are Toledanos, a very famous Moroccan last name. Toledano comes from Girushe Sfarad, the people who came from Spain. They called them Toledoins, becomes Toledanos. Anyway, be good, sir. Yeah. Oh, now he says a new thing. He said, it's not new, but he's trying to say this Machal ben Derusai thing was only meant to be Matir Machal ben Derusai of the Jew, but not to be Oser Machal ben Derusai of the Goy. Why would he say that? Kidamar. Meaning we do find double standards in other portions of Bishul Akum, like where Kiruv Bishul of the Goy is nothing. Kiruv Bishul of the Jew is Matir. So there is such thing as a double standard. Vayter. Afalpi. They had this certain kula by Shalakot, by Bishul Akum, that it's only la'akir velo la'achmir. Now, the tour takes all of these halachot and puts them together. Remember, there's no sa'ifim in the tour. There's only sa'ifim in Shulchan Aruch. And in the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef also wrote Seifim, kind of. But no, it's hard. The Bet Yosef is also not in order. See, Aleph Bet, Yud Bet, Yud Gimel, Tet Zayin.
And Aleph Bet would be like two years later.
No, so the tour was meant to be learned ala Seder.
Just learn.
In Kolo, we used to go through the entire tour of the whole Siman, then the entire Bet Yosef, then the entire Shulchan Aruch, and then the Nosei Kelim.
It's hard.
It's hard, but it's easier when you know the whole sugya. When you know the whole sugya, it's much easier.
So you have to first learn the whole sugya. No, all the shas.
not all Shas, not all Torah Tabai, not all the Rambam, then you're good.
Basically, yes. So, says the Torah. Yeah. Scared him off. Yeah, says the tour. Chavo. Bamed varim amurim. Bamed varim
amurim shel matzah kvoy al gavei agechalim shel chita avar nimetano yisrael ala esh yisilekom miyad uva kvoy vechzirom asur ela imken yela ma'achal men bertay shu shalish yishalom shel silekom shekol shen yidrasha yisrael yisrael ten ma'achal men bertay apilu im silekom yisrael min ha'esh niba kvoy vechzirom marom im bo mishon.
So far so good. Everybody's in agreement with this one. Here's where the shaila is beginning. Ketav Rashba.
Ketav Rashba. Du adin nami bishulot goy kemacham edosai. In lo heter afarka alidei kemar bishul Yisrael. Vela nanir ala adani abi arosh zav. La akela chashivo kemacham edosai. Kemibushav. Lo la achmir. Il kach afilin bishulot goy kemacham edosai. Vay Yisrael chitabo gmaron.
Oh, yafe. So there's a short Derkei Moshe on this. דרכי משה סס וכן הוא במורדכי פרק עם העמידים, דין מתבשל כמאכל מדרוסאי ביד גוי וחיטה בו ישראל, שרם. Which means the מורדכי is, all, you can add the מורדכי to the side of the פוסקים that are מתיר. You know what he's saying?
So Beit Yosef said that the
rosh
is דעת יחיד, but the מורדכי is on the side.
And so is the
ראה. Yeah, why is he saying
it's דעת יחיד? דעת יחיד כלפי the ראשונים הקדמונים.
מורדכי
is on the side. Yeah. Okay, weiter. כתב הרשב"א, another thing.
כתב הרשב"א, עניית הישראל על גבי חדים, על גבי דשם עולמנוע, שלא היה ראוי להתבשל להם, ובא גוי ויבש בה, ויבש בו נתבשל, הרי זה אסור. עניית הישראל על גבי האש, עניית הגוי לשומרו, ויבש בו, והנה דו עם סילקו גוי, עד שלא הגיע למאכל ונרצה עם בהב, הרי זה מותר. ואם חושבים שמש סילקו, תספק דבריהם להכה.
טוב, now, so that was all the tour. We had this background information already, which is good. Now let's see the Bet Yosef. Yeah, b'chavu. Mash katav Rabbeinu.
Mash katav Rabbeinu. Elim ken igil macham en dertai, kutsim lekar, shekol shen yivashar yidei yisrael macham en dertai, apilim silakom min ha'en shenachulem. Shav mar v'yasi mar v'yokanan, kol shu ke macham en dertai, en o mishon mishon egoim.
That's a sugya. Mash katav shul shlish bishulo. There's a side point, okay? Even though Maran himself holds ma'achal ben derusai, b'ilchot Shabbat is how much?
Half.
There's a reason for that, says the Bet Yosef.
כדאי
הם.
כדאי
הם להשיב על השבוע לשמור עליהם באיסור בשביל שיטות. ויתר, says the Bet Yosef, מצאתי כתוב. So you blow the coals instead of stoking. Says the Bet Yosef, some of you say it's בסדר, בראיה.
בראיה,
מפרק מצד
הרגל. וכמה?
By tzrorot and by the other things in the Gemara over there, we see that things that come mikocham, like rocks and voice and stuff like that, are also considered like mamash migufam, and therefore what? And by the way, chatzin nezik, well, tzrorot, which you pay chatzin nezik for, maskanat Gemara, is how we know that? Halachah Moshe Sinai, which means that min asvara, Svara dictates, tzrorot you should pay, nezek shalem. And who says, by the way, that... Huh? Right, okay. Sumchus and the Rabbanan, nachon? Aval, mikol makom, maskanat ha-gemara is the fact that we hold, like, the chachamim, that tzrorot is chatzi nezek, is only dictated by halakha Moshe Sinai, because be'enet, it comes mikocho, it should be nezek shalem. Weiter, okay?
אבל בי שהכל דולק ולאו אתם, כמו שעושים הנפחים,
So even even blowing is only when you reignite with your blowing the extinguished coals. But if you're blowing coals that are already burning, ma asit la asit knum yevaiter. Kiven de bilav achi.
Kiven de bilav achi. Yes, chamimut
the whoever is quoting here.
The Ketuv.
Yeah, whoever the Ketuv is. Yeah.
Why would the blowing happen here?
Well, we're going to see. Well, first of all, we have to see. We know we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch tomorrow that the blowing only helps according to the Shita that Hisika Tanur or Shvitata or Kesam works. He's only speaking according to that Shita. According to Maran, you have to actually do something. You have to actually do the Bishul. The Poch is garnished. Yeah, Viter.
He's referring to the Shuvat Ma'ariya.
The Seder. The Seder. Okay, Viter, yeah.
According to the Seder of touching, like, the poles already doesn't do anything. Is that also Pagar Kikui?
Chara.
Do I have poles that are lit?
No, because over there that's a ma'aseh mochiyah. It's a big ma'aseh. You're blowing ma'aseh. It was his birthday. Yeah, so that's the... Gone are the days where people blow on other people's birthday candles. It was a nigman. Yeah?
Or after the election.
Nah, it's not during COVID.
Just wait till the election's over and then everything's
done. No, I'm saying by random people, not family. Because I'm sukkanza. Yeah? So, vayter. There's the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchot Kiddush that mishum sakana, many people are makpid not to drink from other people's cup. There's a sakana, unless it's a immediate relative or whatever. You know, you never know what viruses and other chalila diseases other people could be carrying, and a lot of them get transmitted through saliva. So a person has to be careful. That's why by many Gdolei Yisrael, you don't see them, especially by chatunot. Maran Zichron Bracha was very stinis. Right? He was very, very. Hygienic and health conscious. So usually, I remember he gave a few shiurim. He used to say, "Ba is a rav echad." You know, he goes to be misadir kiddushin. He has this mustache that's overgrown from here to I don't know where. And then he ulokeh burapreha mekadesh ha'ol yisai dechupah v'kiddushin. Toch machnis tasafam etoch hakos. And then he gives it to the chatan kala. Him nigalim meze. Lama ta osir tasadir tasafam. You know,
wait, that shave?
Huh? No. Trim your mustache, at least, you know. Sometimes, when it wasn't like... You could either pour it in another cup. Sometimes, I don't remember if Maran, I don't remember who I saw doing it. Sometimes they just tipped over the cup a little bit. A little bit of the wine in the cup into their hand to just taste all you need for the brachaj and then give the cup to the chatan lekala.
That's
yeah?
So nice.
Yeah, you want to gross them out. Can you imagine? You have a whole... The whole beard goes... Very hygienic.
Hand sanitizer?
I don't know, hand sanitizer, but it was very...
No,
very, 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 you know...
He did ever speak about the fish?
He didn't speak about the fish. He used to go wild during the 3 weeks, especially during the 3 weeks. He used to speak about the minhagim. You know, some Ashkenazim, they have a minhag, not to shower the whole 9 days. Wow. He says... Oof! Wow! You can look up the. He spoke about it
also
many times. So he said he always quoted Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman that Efo Shachom Gadol. There's a problem with Kavod Abriot. Says Maze Yesh Mekomot. He mentioned a certain city. Olchim Na'ir Azot. Osim Lech Leitpalel. Asu Leitpalel. Chutz Me'Kavod. Shemareach Masriach. He would get very, very fiery about personal hygiene. It was very, you know, very important to him. And he himself also was a very clean, mesudar. Yeah. Person. He wasn't, you know, so that was...
The Beit Yosef was referring to the blowing.
According to that Shita. Look at the what's his name? Look at the Darkei Moshe, wow. So, you see very clearly that the Beit Yosef is speaking to Shitatam, the Darkei Moshe adopted that Shita because we hold like that anyway. So now, among we can add that to the kulot of the Rama. You have Hiseka Esh, you have Hashlachat Kesam, you have Nipuach, Esh Le'esh, the Neshama. You have a lot of kulas according to the Rama, which not all Poskim Ashkenazim were very thrilled about. Okay? Weiter. Now, Bet Yosef Weiter, let's see. Yeah, Tate. יאללה תמשיך.
דבר אשכרה, והוא הדין נמי, בשבילו גורו, כמו אדם אנדרסאי, אין לו היתר אחר כך וכולי. זה לא נהירה. גם אדוני אבי עזר, זה להפתר את השבילו כמו אדם אנדרסאי ולא להפניע. זה לשון הראש, פרק עם המדין,
Here about the whole rush. Hala, next paragraph. Umash Katav. Umash Katav Rabbeinu. This huge. Leta'ame Azil. Says, מה זה חטא וגמרו? חטא וגמרו זה לשיטתך. I hold that חיטוי doesn't work. Oh, good. ובעיקר דינו של הראש. Now he says, About the Rosh Alein, now I'll tell you what he says, yeah? Who's Orchot Chaim? Rabbeinu Aharon HaKohen. Okay. So, see what he says. Sheharam, which is the Maharam Rotenburg. Oh, which would make sense why the Rosh does, because his Rebbe did. The Maharam. Yeah.
נכון?
דעת יחיד among the פוסקים הקדמונים. told you. יהיה ויתר. בדק הבית, וכתב רבי מירוחם. רבי
מירוחם, דאף העושר והעושר אלה שהיה מונח וסר, שאילו היה מונח על גבי גחלים, אפילו התחיל גוי ומואר ישראל, מותר, ולא שאלה כזה שלו מאחד מבצר.
It's huge, you understand? It's a very big pshat. He says there's no ma'achal ben derusai be'gechalim, and that whole isur, even the osir is only talking about when it was munach besilta. We understood the sugiyah differently. No. That's true, but lemaskanat gemara, it seems like they changed it. It's not a non-issue, but it's a gauge that doesn't exist by Gechanim. Once he put it on. Only if he took it off over there, that's when we talk. Okay, weiter. Yeah, Barashba. Among the poskim, Rabbeinu Hananel's opinion carries a lot of weight because since he was a gaon, by the gaonim we say kol divrei divrei kabbalah. They were a generation that was very close to the chatimat haTalmud, and because of that, the emet of the perushim in the Gemara is found by the gaonim. So when you see gaonim in general weigh in on a certain opinion, we give that opinion a lot of credence.
The Ashkenazim disagree with that, right?
What do you mean?
They believe that, like the Baal HaTos Hafot, their Shita is that the way we and they derive through their Shita.
Depends. Tosfot brings down Rabbeinu Hananel plenty.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah.
We are tend to be bound by we say Divrei Kabbalah.
Yeah.
They tend to disagree with it.
So, again, there's not one general rule, but yes, Tosfot, the school of thought that Tosfot went with is a little bit different than Rabbeinu Hananel. That's true. Weiter. Yeah. Yeah. Miu. הסברתי, that doesn't mean ממש ראש is דעת יחיד ממש. ראש וסיעתו. The Rosh and his opinions, which are Yechidim Kenegad Rabbeinu Hananel, and the Rashba, and the Ran, and the Rivash, and the, you know, and the other Geonim.
Wasn't the Rosh a student of the Maharam?
Yes.
So why didn't he go to the Maharam?
Maharam was before the Rosh. Because it's Mefurash. The Rosh was more known for his Pesachim. You understand? Now, I forgot to bring the Derkei Moshe over here, but there's a Derkei Moshe that completely disregards the Bet Yosef, and he says, Ma pitom, according to us, anyway, that we hold that Chitui and stuff works, הכל בסדר, אפילו בלי ערב יום טוב, בלי הפסד מרובה, וכו' וכו'. טוב, now let's see the next Bet Yosef. This is the one that, again, this is the godless of the Bet Yosef, because he doesn't make all stira, he doesn't make a whole shir klali of that. He answers the question, by the way, what's the, I heard this from Agon of Mazuz Shalita, what's the difference between Rashi and Tosfot? Many times, Rashi answers Tosfot's questions within his words. Just what's the different, the styles are different in that Tosfot makes a whole question and answer about it, and Rashi many times, just in a matter of a word or two,
answers the question.
Answers the question and circumvents the whole question. That's so the godless is to be able to kind of extrapolate it from the Rashi and say, what was bothering Rashi? What's the question? What's the answer? Very rarely, sometimes Rashi will have an arichut. That's very rare. That's the difference in style between Rashi and Tosfot. Yeah, but on Chumash. I want to see what's bothering Rashi on Shas. Yeah?
That's godless.
It's big godless. And then, what's bothering Tosfot? What could have bothered Tosfot? And what should have bothered Tosfot? And what did not bother Tosfot? That's called Mehansha. Anyway, bye. Yeah, okay? Tov, bye. Says the Bet Yosef.
Another Rashba, in yet Israel agabei gechalim omemo. Nebu'ar medivere Rashba, da'ayinu b'shelo haya yachol la'agia la'machal ben Dersay, ve'lo yikifo shel goy. Aba'a, ne'ya yachol la'avol idim ma'achal ben Dersay, ve'lo yikifo mutar.
That's Rashba, okay, so keep going.
Rabbeinu samach al amal shegatav, shelo haya ra'u yisbashel, ושתם בישור במקום הזה, הוא כמאחל מן הרצאי.
אוקיי.
כבר כתבתי לאל, ולא שאינה בעיקוך הגוי, אלא בשבילו להסתלג מעל האור. אם שלבו גוי או ישראל, ולראו גוי, אסור.
What's bothering the Bet Yosef?
רשב בסדר, רשב הולד את...
You hold like רבנו חננאל, and then you tell me that if it's ראוי להגיע למאכל בן דרושה, it's מותר. מה קרה? Says the Bet Yosef, we're talking about two different things. Over there, we're talking about he flipped it. He has to be misalekoto in order to flip it. Over here, when we say that the goy got involved, before it reached Ma'achal Medem Sa, when it has the potential, what did the goy do? I just moved it a little bit. Which means, since he wasn't misalek, then the Rashba would say, the goy wasn't misalek. You have potential for Ma'achal Medem Sa, Ma'alacha, Zimta. And Maran's okay with that. He's down. Yeah, if I down, yeah? So, not on it. Weiter. Od echad, yud alef. בעזרת השם, tomorrow we will see the Shulchan Aruch. We have to finish Shulchan Aruch, maybe a few shachsatazes, ulai, and we'll see the Biyomer as a treat. It's like a dessert. It's Yishmak HaMaisis. So, בעזרת השם, we'll see you tomorrow, בעזרת השם.